person who did that is Cameron.
I can't stop smiling. Yeah. I don't know.
What?
What's up, guys? How are you?
So welcome back.
What's today's date, by the way, to be exact?
Oh, six.
Yeah. Six, God? Six, okay, God. Good transition. So we're recording this on the Monday after the volatile weekend of what
that was crazy.
Just witnessed.
Yeah.
The past weeks is crazy.
We caught you up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no words anymore. It was like building up for a decade. This shit is
bars
crazy.
Bars on bars.
And
someone might potentially go on bars behind bars.
Yeah.
He right.
You got the paperwork? You got the paperwork?
Where no paperwork at. Yeah, this shit was... it's revitalized hip-hop in a different way that we haven't seen since, Jay-Z and Nas back in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, Pac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Hit 'em up. I fucked your bitch and clicked, like all that shit.
I don't know all that shit, but
before that, when Ice Cube left NWA and they dissed him and Ice Cube came back with No Vaseline. This shit is like in the history charts now. Like this, the fact that it's out there and everything is out there for like kind of ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is wild.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
And things have already been said and they're set in stone.
But so I've never funny. Seen like
till Adonis is 18, so man.
Like, I've never seen like a diss like Kendrick's.
A beef like this.
Him talking to like Drake's children, you know? Like kind of like in a way like when they grow up they will know what he means. Like
this is who their father
Drake
is.
Has it's this on his record like for his whole life. That will be forever there. His kids will see this probably, like his whole family is listening to that. Like it's so it's embarrassing.
It's a retrospective like letters to all of them.
It's like all the things that he worked for all his life is like synced him down like 10 the feet deeper. I don't know.
I think
I'm so uncomfortable for, you know, Drizzy.
Yeah.
For Drake.
Especially if like 100% of the things that were said were true.
Yeah.
This will change like a lot.
But the funny thing is like everyone knew long time ago that it was true.
It's sus.
But everyone is like
there's sus,
so many
but
sus
like
things.
Yeah, like allegations and sus shit. Yeah.
Sus bars throughout the years.
Yeah, that if it was just allegations against any celebrity, like it would have been against every celebrity, but it's just against Drake, you know.
Comparing to Weinstein. Mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein. Do you know who Harvey Weinstein?
No.
He's a big director that pretty much he exploited women very
actresses,
aggressively. Actresses.
Yeah.
Like
really popular
come to my hotel
too.
Room.
Oh.
And we'll fuck. Or if you don't.
Your career is over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is where the Me Too movement kind of got really inspired.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. He even had his own studio before.
Yeah. He was a big name.
Like
he controlled the system. Like if you weren't to do what you wanted. If he was like, hey, do this and you didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just, he's like, okay.
Shoo.
You'll never work here. Go work somewhere else. You're never working in this industry.
Yeah.
And shit's come to life. One freaky bar that was like, it was very real, was when Kendrick said, like, I've been in this game for 12 years. Let me tell you a secret. And then it just went on and on. And I was like, oh my God. It felt weird and scary and wrong to listen.
Yep.
And it's so intense. There's so many things going left and right. There's so many allegations going back and forth.
Yeah. I know.
Like we're in the heat of it right now. Drake just released last night. Obviously, this episode will come out next week.
Mm-hmm.
But we're recording this, and I know everybody's gonna have a fucking thing to say about this, including us, because it's so big.
Who knows? There might be like more diss tracks as well.
I don't know,
that.
Dude. I remember when, because what happened? Like Drake released push-ups.
Yeah,
and then people on Twitter were like going crazy. They're like, Kendrick got a 19-minute diss. Kendrick got a 19-minute diss. I get it now.
Uh-huh.
I understand what they fuck were saying.
Yeah.
If you add up all these songs, like 16 in LA, Euphoria, Meet the Grams.
It adds up.
Not Like Us. Something is going to come soon. Like, it's all, like, he's like, oh shit, this guy hates Drake.
He seems like he gave him so many chances, but then that was like the last straw.
This,
like,
man hates Drake.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But like, it's crazy, like in rap, like how many words can they say? Like, if I feel like in a fight, I would just say one thing that would destroy that person, and that's it, you know? That would be like dropping the mic, you know? That's it. But these rappers just go for like minutes.
They put pressure on pressure on each other.
Everything. Yeah. Like, that's what I want to do next time I'm in an argument with someone. I'm just going to write a rap song. Like, why not?
Like, hire someone from Fiverr. I mean, just make money. Hey, make a diss track about...
Yo, go on LinkedIn.
On Fiverr.
Like, hire me to send the diss tracks.
Yeah. I think there's people on Fiverr that do that. Yeah.
What is Fiverr?
Yeah. Fiverr is like a website where like you can be a freelancer or like you can hire freelancers to do stuff for you. I was gonna be on Fiverr too for like UX design and 3D design. I will. I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really nice. So. I've seen people asking people on Fiverr to make songs for them. There's like artists that trying to find their way and like
Drake trying to come back with a diss. He's like, guys, ghostwriters from Fiverr. Let's figure this out right
his
now.
His song seemed like that. It was just like a lot of things
sound
pushed,
defeated.
Yeah, a lot sad. Of things pushed into a song. But like,
yeah,
Kendrick's is like work of art. Like, you know, his,
I know.
Yeah,
that's why he's a Pulitzer winning. You know,
artist. Writer.
Yeah,
Grammy
writer.
Artist.
Yeah,
like it's.
Yeah,
I don't want to put accolades in there, but he's been doing this for a decade. He tells stories.
Yeah,
this is like who Kendrick's been.
Yeah.
But then even when you come and listen to the disses, like Kendrick is just like rapping front to back.
Yeah.
Until not like us, but he's on the mustard beat where he's like, hey, oh shit.
I'm a dance on your grave, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. You a pedo.
Not like us.
But all that before was just like, here's a beat switch, here's a beat switch, here's a beat switch, and I'm just gonna go rap.
Yeah.
And then Drake was coming
all
back.
Beautiful, all
Drake
beautiful.
Had time to film a music video.
Yeah.
And make a bop. And like, because this, when you listen to the song, when I first heard it, it was good. I was like, this is a good song front to back.
Yeah.
But then mentioned like, oh, hands on your knees. And then Kendrick's like, you a pedo. This is so different. Drastic changes.
I think Drake got the wrong message. I think he thought it was just like, we're playing, you know? But he got humbled
you.
Real good.
Kendrick hates this guy.
Yeah,
he got
I've
humbled
been
real
hating
good.
You. Yeah, because these guys have been going, well, Drake has been sneak dissing this guy, right? Kendrick
for like a decade,
so I mean he deserved
it. I don't know, I didn't do crazy amount of research, but I did like I've been listening to these artists for years, and like even in Control, because I don't know what it was. Control came out with Big Sean and Jay-Z with Kendrick.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
something along the lines like Kendrick, I can't remember what he said, but Drake got hurt by it and was like, I'm never working with that man again. And they just haven't worked together ever since. And then even like, and the reason I'm saying, Drake went on a talk show and even talked about it. Like, oh, I'm not working with him anymore. Like, he's a good kid, but like, not working with him. And I was like, damn, bro. Like, this has been building up. Like, there's true hate here.
Yeah.
True hate.
Yeah.
When's the last time y'all hated something? Passionately.
Every day.
Dude.
Every day.
Mine's like when like I wake up or like when I get into a fitted nice bed I made.
Yeah,
and the blankets won't pull up. I'm like, you motherfucker, you bitch! Like, and I just can't pull the blankets up.
Okay.
Or when the seatbelt.
That's why you can't write rap songs.
Right?
That's what you hate.
I make everything so personal.
Like, or when, if like, that's what you hate, you're never gonna.
When you get in a car and you're trying to put your seatbelt on, but it's like not going.
Oh yeah.
That
pisses
me off.
That's the kicker.
You motherfucker. That's the
kicker. When people talk too much in the morning, that pisses me off too.
Yeah, just you're starting your day. Your brain is just
how are
you?
Hi, like, hey, what's up? How's your day? Like,
I know,
like
it's all,
they're
so
already
much.
Like
chill,
up
bro.
In your grill.
No,
Papa's
I need my coffee. Chill.
Yeah,
no.
You lie, Kayda, you lie, and then all this shit.
Yeah, no, I think.
So I don't know. I yeah, what is it? You're not a big hate. You dress like a youth pastor right now. So that's why we brought him today, because he's like he's gonna clear up all the sins that we just listened to. Catching
we gathered here today under Aubrey Graham's grave.
No, Carl lives at his addresses. Yeah, that's crazy.
All the Drake fans are gonna fucking come after me.
Dude, the memes. Even when Drake or no Kendrick was releasing songs, Drake, there's a hella bunch of Drake bots that were just going in, being like Kendrick, da da da.
Yeah, and his like
fish or some shit.
And his Instagram is like limited comments.
Yeah.
To just those like that are verified and whoever like biggest
Drake
fans. Yeah.
It's just he's doing so much stuff to
like it's like, sus.
You're doing all the things you shouldn't do.
And all his song, he keeps saying, "Show the paperwork. Show the paperwork. There's no evidence. I'm like, if it's true, I'm gonna get arrested." Like he was just trying to like.
That was the bar.
Yeah.
If I was the bar, I would be arrested.
Yeah.
What?
Like why? Why are you?
What the fuck?
Like when
are
you emphasize
saying?
On it so much, it means like you did it, you know? But like you know how to hide it, and that's why you're saying like, "Oh, find the paperwork," because you know how to hide it, you know?
Can you think of all the people that are.
Like
so famous
been,
that haven't been arrested.
Yeah.
And shit. Like there's names and names. And
yeah.
I don't want to slander anybody, but like, fuck.
Yeah. There's like.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of really popular
people. I never liked him anyway. So Drake, I don't know. Like you said, like I like some of his songs.
Songs.
But I never
Please
liked
bops.
Him as a person. Yeah. Like, and every girl that tells me she likes him, I'm like, I don't know if I trust
there's
you anymore.
Weird.
I don't
something
trust
weird.
You anymore.
That's valid. There's something.
You think you should separate the artist from the art?
Yeah, sometimes I think that, yes. But is that art?
Yeah, but it's the separation.
Fashion is muscle.
When it's real art, no, just kidding. Some of his songs are cool, but like the dancey ones, you know?
Yeah.
But not his rap stuff, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
the jumpy rap stuff. Like, I'm not into that.
Jumpman. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, there's so many songs. He's got so many hits.
And he has the same tone every time he's singing. Like,
yeah, his sound has never changed. We're just hating on Drake.
Let it be clear, I haven't said anything in the past 2 minutes.
What was that Metro Boomin?
BBL Drizzy?
Oh, yeah. Now I feel like I want to rap on that. You know? Like,
BBL Drizzy.
Let's come up with like a glitterly diss.
I don't want any part of this. No. Your YouTube channel got 20 subscribers. Bitch, you got nothing. I'm like, yes!
Let's destroy this
he's
bitch.
He's right. Yeah.
That would be such a clout for us, though.
It would,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this glitterly.
We're not trying to clout chase. We're not here. We got more morals than that. Are we? What?
Me and Carl.
Did I start a podcast? What have I been doing?
Good heavens. Drake's a... No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Fuck Drake! Like, you just go off? Fuck this.
Fuck
everybody. That chair over there. Fuck that water bottle.
Fuck Come all of me. Hollywood. No, I'm joking.
Fuck microwaves. What are they even? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you had to pick beef rants. With something random, who would you pick beef with right now?
Who?
I want someone to pick beef with Frank Ocean so he can release some music.
Yeah,
bro.
I know.
Pick
I
beef
know.
With Frank Ocean so he can
Yo,
release
Frankie,
some more
man,
music.
Please.
Oh, Frank Ocean, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I hit a soft spot for the room.
I feel like I would definitely beef with start a beef. I mean, who am I? But like if I was like a really big figure.
Yeah,
like,
we're not really on anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, stop saying that.
What?
I hate when you guys say that.
What? We not nobody?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you can beef with your neighbor. Like,
they
oh,
only
yeah,
like
yeah,
us
yeah,
coming
right,
for
right,
a celebrity.
Right.
Oh, a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
you're
okay.
Right. You're right.
Yeah,
oh,
who
okay.
are we?
Like,
yeah.
Are humans. We're equal. I don't like to look at celebrities as someone who's higher than me. We're all equal. Like, I don't care.
The thing is, yeah, that's true.
Sure.
But they also have followers that will do things that are reckless.
Yes,
yeah.
But that
and
doesn't
do
mean I'm
like
nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, we're not nobody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe me.
Okay,
you
continue,
guys are
continue.
Fine.
No, but I think I would beef with... who would I beef with? Shit. I think I would beef with...
6ix9ine?
Maybe...
I don't know.
Is he still alive?
6ix9ine?
The last thing I heard, he's got beat up
he
in a different
up?
Country.
Oh, okay. That
know.
Sounds real.
That sounds real.
That adds up.
Shit.
We got 69. Never mind.
No, I can't think of anyone. I don't know. I'm just I don't have a hating bone in my body.
Says the pastor. Anyways,
I feel Amen. Like me the weekend. I don't like.
That was a bar. I ain't got a hating bone.
I don't
body
like. The, I don't like the weekend. I feel.
Okay.
I like his songs too. I really like some of his songs, mm-hmm. especially the After Hours album.
Yeah.
But I just don't like him.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it his face?
He's always pretending that he's a bad boy. Like, oh, no, no, I fuck bitches. No, no, no. But he seems like... But he said it, he says it in a very subtle way. But like when you look at him, he doesn't look like a player, you know?
He used to be a big drug addict. Wait, whoa. Like, he used to do...
We're exposing everyone.
I mean, he has albums telling stories about from the streets and doing drugs and doing this at this party. And like, he's been in that lifestyle.
He's said that,
But like now he's a pop icon. And
aside from all of that, I think he just talks too much. But he just talks too much. But it's just he doesn't walk the walk, but he just talks. You know? Damn. I don't know. That's what I
feel. I don't know. When I look at The Weeknd, I feel like he's just an introvert. It seems like he's just a soft spoken, silent type.
Great voice.
Yeah, great voice too. But I've never seen him like talk a lot. Probably just his music. That's it.
I don't think I've seen him.
Maybe that was what bothers me. Maybe I want to know.
Tell us.
Yeah, he's very.
You should be in the spotlight.
Like very mysterious.
Be in the spotlight. Yeah. Talk to us more.
Open up.
Open up.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Holy shit! Yeah.
I don't know who I have beef with. I have beef with my chiropractor. Fuck you.
Did you actually have a chiropractor?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Was it me? What?
Hey, call back. How do you think I got my 5 inches? Hey, 5'7" for days, baby. Let's attack people. Never mind. What?
Wait, what?
5'7" crew. I don't know.
I think this is the whole beef thing with Drake and Kendrick is not doing us any good.
Now we're being too negative.
You know? We're being too like
Paul,
feisty.
You need to bless us.
We're being too like aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I think if you guys had to start a company, what would it be for? What
company? Yeah,
rap beef. Okay, you guys will diss these at this time. I want to start a company. If like,
I have an idea.
What do you do?
Like napping places, but don't steal this idea from me. So
trademark it.
That was no, personal. Like for trademark. Example, like public napping places where like, I mean, obviously it should be safe.
RRP, Rabab's resting place.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because I love sleeping so much. I was like, you know, what if like some people are traveling?
Like, you have like an app
and
like,
you don't
want to show you where the RRPs
are. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No. Where's the nearest RRP?
Yeah.
Trying to go nap.
Yeah. Like you don't want to rent a whole hotel room or like you don't want to do this. You just want to get some sleep and get up, you know?
Wow,
this.
That's
damn,
actually,
Rabab.
Yeah.
Damn, holy fuck.
You've thought of it. Wow.
Wait, is that similar to the like the capsule hotels in like Japan?
Yeah, but those are like company oriented.
It's kind
so
of
it's
a
like
hotel.
You work for the company, so you get a pod.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, usually I don't know if there are public ones.
There are in Japan, right? Yeah, there are. Yeah,
yeah, those are cool.
It's kind of similar to that. Yeah.
Yeah, but like
just more low budget one.
We not in Japan. You know what I'm saying? You could do the dollar store version.
It's like a tent.
But then no orgies will happen if it's like if it's that low. No.
Low grade.
No.
Damn, bro.
Rabab's resting place. Just one big mattress in the middle of Surrey. Just like, you guys, there we go. You pay $5 an hour.
If you pay cheap, there's going to be like ads to like bother you every 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's just a TV above you. Try Rabab's new shampoo. Good for dry hair. Yeah, that's crazy.
I have a lot of business ideas, but I don't want to reveal all of them.
Damn.
Okay.
Shit.
Cool.
Yo. We've got to buy her LLC. Let's buy her brand. Copyright her name.
That's Ray Crocker, bro.
Ray Crocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took over
he
McDonald's.
He took over McDonald's, yeah.
That guy's crazy.
If you're a businesswoman or man, contact me.
Oh.
For the idea.
There you go.
Drake hits you up. What do you have to say?
He's looking for
how do we respond?
But wait, I'm not.
I need a power nap.
But I'm not 16, though.
We didn't say it.
No, I back her.
Yeah, true.
Oh my God.
Oh, damn.
Did you guys eat today? The weather was really nice. It was sunny. Holy so shit. Fun. That was crazy.
That was
good.
That was good.
Oh my God. What? I was speechless. Dude, this whole This is a big year. This is a big year for a lot of people. The eclipse
happened. This thing happened.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of shit. A lot of shit. RRP.
I don't want to say we're out here to just talk crazy nonsense, but like, this is just the world. This is just what's happening. This is what's offering in the world. We're just here to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know when asked, but like, fuck.
Rest in peace.
This shit is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Aubrey Graham.
I'm very happy that Tyler and Gambino are just like out living and making things creative.
Yeah, they're just in their own worlds. They're just totally in their own world. We're just vibing.
I like artists like that.
They just do their own.
They have a niche and they keep to it. And like that's
just focus
it.
On them shit. Yeah.
They're trying to come after people.
They don't get into beef and dissing. And but did wait. Tyler did say at some point when he in his olden days,
he did olden say he was. God, okay.
He did say he wanted to kill.
Did he read it from a scroll? My hair there within.
Like in a
fuck
stone.
These bitches.
He did say he wanted to kill Bruno Mars.
Stab
him in his goddamn esophagus. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's 2011. Who cares? Everyone is coming for it.
Yeah.
Wolfgang. I love Bruno Mars. He's very talented.
Yeah.
Great boy.
And half
man.
Filipino.
God bless that.
Great
man.
Dancing.
Half Filipino. Like
everything.
He was, dude, he is a virgin. He.
Thought you were going to say he was a virgin. I was like, what? What
did you say he was going to be a virgin? No, I did not say that at all. When I heard his voice, him and with The Weeknd, actually, I was like, damn, this sounds like. Maybe not Bruno as much, but like The Weeknd, I was like, damn, this is like some Michael Jackson-esque voice. Like there's a note he's hitting that like sounds like what MJ could do. Hey Drake. Anyway, you think that's what he says when he's like,
okay, Michael, calm down. Like he dresses himself as Michael.
But Bruno Mars is like, I feel like because you see those videos of when he was a kid. Pause me, not Drake. But and this is when he was videos as a kid and he's like performing and doing all this stuff. I was like, damn, Bruno.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, this guy was literally like, it's almost like he's born to entertain.
He did start with his fam. I remember hearing that in an interview he did. He did start with his dad. I think his dad was an artist too.
Probably.
And he would go with him and like do these shows and stuff. And
he played Elvis.
Talent show and like
that was
and
cute.
You see him just. So singing his heart out. Yeah. I was like, dude, this kid is like gonna be huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good for him. Filipino pride.
I always wished I had like one of these backstories. Like, oh yeah,
my
she
dad.
Grew up.
Yeah.
We always knew she was like this. You know?
Right? Yeah. Like a young.
We always knew.
Yeah.
A young.
You were
prodigy.
Gonna make it
someday.
Yeah.
We always knew Rabab would talk shit on the internet.
Yeah. Like R-R-P. I always imagine if I was a celebrity, like what would like my parents say? Like, oh, I always knew. You know, she was like this, and like, in the documentary or something. Like,
yeah.
I wish I had one of these moments. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool. They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Dad.
We need to get our talent up. Let's start making music. Yeah. We need to do something.
That's actually like one of my bucket lists.
Make a song or make an album, EP. What's your direction?
Actually, just this one song at least. At least one song.
Come on.
I feel
just
like
one song.
The type of song you would make is similar to like Baby No Money type of songs.
Baby No Money.
Oh.
Wait, but
that's right? A good.
That's what I feel like.
I see that.
Like you're
la,
like.
La, 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 la.
Like you're serious but not very like you're very like a little bit unserious, you know, like
you fun. It's fun.
Yeah, it's not too serious.
Or do you
want
to take
lighthearted?
It?
Yeah,
you want to take it very
lighthearted.
Serious.
Yeah,
funny serious.
Not too serious. Yeah.
Is there a part of you that wants to take it like very serious?
Yeah.
Get poetic on a shit.
Like initially, I was just like, oh shit, I'm gonna pour my heart and soul into it. You know, this is my one song. It's my one song.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta make it the best, you know, for me, right?
Yeah.
Well, but you guys, you have a good voice.
True. Yeah.
Always in karaoke, he's like,
dude, he's Bruno Mars. I've right? On those stages. Right? He's like performing for the
Bruno
heart.
Bruno Mars, my gang, bro. My gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This and next. Bruno Mars versus Carl Sousa. Let's go.
It's you, curly hair.
There's nothing to diss about him. Like
Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a cocaine problem? I don't know. I think
I mean, he looks like it, but I mean, it's fun. It seems fun. Like,
yeah, true.
He's always wearing those shades, you know? So, like, can I be hiding something?
Okay. All these artists we've been name dropping, We love the music. We love and appreciate love all this.
And he always wears hats too.
Okay, Joe. Right? All this is speculation. We're just saying shit just to say shit.
Besides, Monday night. Besides the Drake and Kendrick stuff. Yeah,
that was
yeah, that was real. That was real. Yeah.
But you okay, song.
What song?
What kind of genre?
Oh, shoot.
R&B? I feel like R&B, pop.
Yeah, because like I had listened to a lot of R&B and hip hop. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I've taken in that direction.
Shit. Do you have a stage name you would go with? I don't know. Huh? Carl the God. Like, what's a stage name that you would want? I think we already talked about mine. Yeah. But.
Shit. I don't know. I would just go with like an old like Void. That's like an old like username of mine.
Abraham.
Void Abraham.
Kind of goes hard, dude. Void. Oh, Void. Yeah. I thought it was Void Walker.
I've matured now. It's just Void now.
So that's where all my ideas go to die. Yeah.
Void.
That's cool. Void. That's it.
Void, because it's eternal, you know? It's just...
Damn, okay. You preaching today, brother. You preach. You got the belt on and everything. Like, he preaching.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Void is eternal? Dude. Okay, Thanos. Holy shit. Dude, what is this?
Yeah.
Humanity will die when he drops a song. Like, it's the end of times.
Void. This is Carl's voice in the song.
Void.
You laugh. You laugh.
Do you guys ever change your voice? Like, did you go through a phase where you would change your voice to seem like, I don't know, like guys?
Oh, let me say this. I did as a kid because I would play Call of Duty, and there's a term. That if you had a high pitched voice, you're called a squeaker.
Oh.
So I was like, I tag like this, like, oh, I'm trying to go get 7-Up, and then I'd like go into like, yeah, what's up? Hey, yo, I'm trying to get the lobby. What's going down? Like, yeah, I did. I went in middle school.
Or would you do it like to impress girls?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You have a manly
voice?
Was
like, yeah.
No, I leaned. In, I just tried to lean into girl? The funny thing.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
What's up? Like, be class clown type shit. Okay. You more, tried the voice thing?
Why? Mine was more like the accent. I've changed that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah, from like the really hard Filipino accent.
Yeah.
To what it is now, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, God. Let's go.
Hell yeah, immigrated. No.
That's cool.
No, and then also like the voices, I think. I've used some when I was working at McDonald's, like in the drive-thru.
Well, there's customer service voices. Yeah.
I've definitely like used like different accents.
Unconsciously. Yeah.
Hi, how's it going?
Like,
hi,
hello.
How's
it going? Hi.
Absolutely.
Hi, can I get you a burger?
Yeah.
I've tried to not do that anymore.
Really?
I mean, actually, I've been on calls while you with them at work, and you've heard the way I talk.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? What's up? Like, you take this? Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I think... Why did we get sucked into this customer service
talk
attitude? Yeah.
Well, we worked for a while.
I know we did sales, but I'm just like, because no one told us to do it. It just clicked. Like you just were like,
because you change personalities when you're with different people. But like the most thing, like the reason I brought up this is also because like sometimes like. I don't want to say who, but like sometimes when I would hear girls talking to their guys. Back in like middle school, they'd be like, "Hi, how are you? Oh yeah," like talking in a very girly voice.
Damn,
but their voice in real life is like, "Hello," like in a normal girl voice.
Yo, what up?
And they would judge me for just talking to, like in my real voice, but like I can't, like it's so cringe to me.
That is,
you know,
so fake.
I know, but like good for them. Like I don't know, I don't care. Like do you? But like I'm like I would cringe so hard. I'm like I can't. I just can't. Like, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's a good question. Yeah. Have you ever like been in a situation where you change your voice when you're talking to different like pockets of people? Because I do it when like I'm back home.
Pockets of people.
I get very like, yeah,
yeah. What's that?
Yeah. No.
And with my family now, I feel like I have like a lowered, not lowered, but I think higher. like a higher pitch voice with my family.
Oh, when I talk in Arabic, I'm very different. Like I'm like my voice is higher.
Yeah.
I seem more like serious and more like
Same. My partner, when she talks in her native language, she it's
more confident. She's like a
different person.
Yes.
Yeah. And I hear it sometimes like, oh shit.
Honestly,
who am I dating? What's going on?
When I speak in Arabic and English, I'm a different person. Yeah. And in class, I'm a different person too. Like in class, I can't even breathe. Like in like breathe? In presentation, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. I can't even say a word. No, I can, but like, I'm like, it's so crazy that I worked in sales and I was like doing it just fine. Mm-hmm. But still in class and presentations, I'm like so awkward and so nervous. Like, it's crazy. Like, we're different in different places.
We have so many like personas. Like,
we have personas.
Personas. Yeah. And the thing is, you're not even. You're not actively switching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just changes.
Isn't it called code switching?
Yeah.
We do code switching.
Yeah, yes. And I feel like it's because different people bring out different energies, you know? Yeah. Like obviously your professor staring at you is not a very good energy, you know? Waiting for you to do a mistake is not like...
Yeah.
Like I talk to my doctor the different way than I talk to...
Obviously.
My homies. Or like just even like crowds of people.
When
you talk to like any... certain crowds of people, whatever ethnicity it is,
because
you're trying to gravitate to this person right in the moment. What can we connect on? First thing, it's voice, and then it's like how you guys are like acting,
or
like leaning. It's so crazy. We all do it so quick, we don't even notice. Anyways,
but this is my real voice.
I like dishes.
Damn. Guys, I've been hiding something. No,
so you would do like if you talked to girls, you'd be like, "What's up?"
No, I wouldn't. Because like,
even my boyfriend
like
sometimes, like he, like we talking normally, and then suddenly his voice gets so deep, and I'm like, "Whoa, where did that come from?"
My partner called me out on that too.
Really?
And I make fun of him like, serious. "Oh, is this your straight voice?" But he gets so mad when I say that. But obviously, like I'm joking. I'm just joking. Like his voice is. Because
I'll do that sometimes. Like,
but I make fun with guys when they do that. Like,
because it changes. We don't even notice. It goes low. My partner was like, "Oh, you're being serious now." And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, we have to." And she's like, "Oh, you're serious now, then."
I guess it's true. When
you like, because we're meaning what we're saying.
When he's serious, it changes the voice. It becomes more, you know.
But it's like when I
when it's friendly, it's like normal.
It's like when I get mad at people. Or it changes. It's just I don't know.
Have you guys ever seen me like angry?
Oh, good question.
No, never. Have you seen each other being angry?
No, you guys have seen me angry. I'm pissed. You've definitely seen me angry.
Oh, yeah. We have definitely seen you angry.
Hey, yo, fuck this. Meet the Rabans. Meet the Carlos. I'm dropping diss tracks next.
Meet the Salas. Meet the Altarazis.
But I feel like when you get angry, you get silent. You don't really talk.
I get very passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And I just want to leave.
Yeah. That
makes sense. Like, if we're like in a situation where we're talking.
I know.
I'm like, okay. I don't know. I think
how are we mad? Yeah, like in the sense of like how is like how
I know where
how
it comes
do we
from.
Act when we're mad? How do we act when we're mad?
Basically? I get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet. I can tell you where this stems from. Because growing up, I would never feel in a place where I had control in any type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So once, and it was always any opinion I would give that wasn't. That the opposite party did not agree with, they would shut it down as to just being wrong, stop talking, shut up. So when I can't get out my words or I get pissed off, I'm like, there's no point in talking. Like, I'm pissed off right now. I'm out. I'm just checked out. I'm going to just move on to the next thing. And I'm just like, let me get out of the situation. But I get pissed off and I just get quiet.
Same with me.
Because I'm just like, it's pointless. Whoever's not going to listen. And it's not even on them. Mad. Like it's my fault. I put myself in this situation.
Yeah.
Or I've emotionally. But when led myself
when
to this.
When people push your buttons, then you explode, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever freaked out or yelled?
No.
Because maybe not to you guys, not to my partner.
Thank
either.
God.
But to myself, definitely. To myself, not to my partner, not to anybody really. But I've definitely like freaked out, which is what I'm. Trying to work
I mean
out.
That's the reason why we're friends, right? Because this never happened.
I think one of the things is like, of course you always There's so many moments we're gonna get mad for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, let's just pick and choose how you can work. Continuously work on these things as an individual, which is like, it seems exhausting, but it's so healthy.
Yeah.
I'll even when I get mad, like, remember the bed sheet thing that bombed with you guys? Fuck you guys.
That what?
Even stuff like
simple shit.
Oh yeah. Simple stuff. Yeah.
Like my shirt will get caught on a door.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, I'll get mad in that moment. Yeah. It'll ruin my mood. And I'm like, just take a breath. And I'm like, okay, like, what? Like, why really? Is this? Why am I getting upset about this small little thing?
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to my partner. I'll be like, hey, I got mad about this thing. I'm like, it's not like I'm just like, oh, I don't know what's going on. Like, I apologize. I don't know.
Not that I said
anything, but I just let my surroundings know. Because usually that time, because we call a ton, my partner, and I'm just like, I'm upset right now. I don't know why. I'm trying to figure it out. This small thing happened. If I'm quiet, it has nothing to do.
Yeah.
Something happened. I don't know.
I like when someone clarifies, like, when they're angry, it's not like, and there's someone else. Like, I like when they clarify, like, oh, it's not about you. Like, I'm just angry today.
Something happened.
Yeah. And I like to do that too. Like, sometimes, like, I'm having a bad day. Just like, if I'm being a bitch today, just know why, you know? Like,
yeah, I appreciate that. Because, you acknowledge that, first of all, as the person who's talking to this guy or girl. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, I mean, hope you have the rest of your day be great or good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope everything's okay.
And we've worked in public.
Yeah.
To like talk to people and we've, I mean, I've had interactions with individuals just like, hey, just not today. I'm good. Yeah, and they just keep walking. And some people are like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was rude. But no, it's not. It has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just going through some like day shit, you know?
For me, how I kind of handle it is that I sort of vent it out in the sense of just like thinking about like why am I like mad at the situation? And how could I just, you know, let it cruise or even like just process through it.
Yeah, that's very healthy.
Shit like that. And then, you know, in some occasions I would be like, oh, you've like fucking blurted out. Like, I don't know. It's just like words come out of my mouth that's not even filtered through. Mm. And then it's just like, it just is like that way because of the situation of me getting mad.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever get into an argument with someone? Or like prime examples, like get into an argument with a parent. Then you go to your room and you think about the whole thing and everything you could have said.
Yeah.
You was like, you walk around and you're like, I could have said this.
And the thing is, like, all of these things build up until you get like, until you have the big fight
and blow up.
Then all these things that you stored in your head, you keep saying. At least for me, once you push all my buttons, there's no going back. Like, I just can't stop.
Which is like
yelling, talking, just saying every little thing that could trigger you. Like, I just. Say it,
which
all
is
of that.
Bad. Like, we have to work
I
on
know
it.
Like, but also at the same time they say like if you hold things in your heart it's not good, but I don't know how to differentiate between these things, like when to say how you feel and when to just calm down and like keep it to yourself.
It's like
it's so hard because when you keep things in your heart it affects you physically too. It's not good for you.
It'll deteriorate you as a person.
And
like, it's crazy.
That's so I guess it's good to talk about it with another person and then assess the situation if you need to talk about it or not. But like yelling at the person immediately is not a good idea, obviously.
No, that's one of the common things in just arguments and fights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is you let something go and you're like, but you take mental note.
Yeah.
You're like, this bothered the fuck out of me, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. And I hate when people come at you strong, expecting you to like lash out on them, you know, because they want that. They want that reaction from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I usually don't give that to people. I'm just like, I'm okay. You know,
it's good.
Which is good. Yeah.
But and then even in those situations, those people were raised in an environment where that's commonplace. Just
whatever, that's what natural. Exactly.
That's just commonplace for them.
And to them, you seem fake because you're not talking about your emotions. Mm-hmm. But it's like, dude, I just don't have the energy for that right now, you know?
Yeah,
like, that's exactly it. Because, like, there's so much shit going on that you can spend your energy with rather than just, like, being mad at this, like, however simple or however big.
Because
shit's going to be fine at the end of the day. But then it's also healthy to acknowledge that shit happened. Obviously, it's natural for you to get mad at it. You know, hopefully you can move on sooner.
Yeah.
Move on to the next shit
and grow.
Yeah.
And understand yourself
better. We're still talking about beefing.
That's really like crazy about us.
Our internal beef. Yeah, I don't think the whole, because even I can speak from experience. I grew up in like a hostile environment in which like it's just not like the care for emotions was like on the back burner at every single turn, every single conversation.
Yeah.
So had someone lost a conversation, it'd be like, okay, I lost this, but you did this, and it would be 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Which is
a thing, toxic, just toxic.
Which is a snowball. Yeah. A snowball effect on how you treat your feelings, how your emotions, how you accept yourself. It's one of the main reasons people get divorced.
Yeah.
Is by holding on to things and then exploding.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you said, like, one, there's a doctor that came out with this whole thing of like, you hit me with a 10-pound ball, cannon. I'm gonna throw a fucking boulder at you.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say something 10 times as worse to hurt you.
Yeah. Mm.
And then that just triggers like, oh, now you guys are in a level that is, you need to come down from. Some people can leave the room. Yeah. Some people are like, hey, I can't, we have to argue through this and finish it.
Yeah.
You can't leave the room. We need to get through this right now.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of situations where people leave, they come back and pretend it's so good.
Yeah.
But the only reason that's the case is because that person went on a walk.
Yeah.
And had some time to think. But that person that's still in the room, still like, what the fuck?
Marinates it, yeah.
Yo, what's happening? We need to talk about this now. You just left. Emotions suck.
We're emotionally mature.
Emotions suck. No, I don't know. I think we can be emotionally maturing forever.
Yes.
No.
For the rest of our
lives.
But
imagine in the future there will
be. So don't worry, guys. We got 3 more years. We good.
Imagine if there will be a pill where like you'll just lose all emotions. I think there is drugs like that.
Yeah, it's called sociopath. No, there's people that have no emotions.
That's true.
They exist. And
that's true. And I have met some of them. Yeah. I have met someone who told me like, oh, they can't feel empathy. They don't have any empathy. They can't.
Yeah, that's weird.
And even one time when I cried in front of them, they're like, stop crying. Why are you crying?
It's right now? They're very logical.
What the fuck do you think you're doing? You're trying to make me feel bad for you? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and it's like a friend, you know? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is crazy. And I just left immediately. And I'm like, that is not.
It happens.
It's interesting because from there, I'm sure they're from their perspective, they're like, logically, why
it's like when you grow up like this, like you said, if you grow up in a household where like if you cry, it's like, what the why are you crying? Then,
but even like some people are psychologically
wired like that,
true, it's just who they are.
Maybe it's not how, true.
I think it can be both, it can be environmental
and also personal, true.
I think it's both,
but I can't with these people.
It's not that like I don't, because they have to work on certain things,
I
mean, that probably.
Yeah,
you know, day to day, but like, it's wild.
Yeah,
it's wild to like be like, shit, I gotta work. Yo, you want to get into a segment?
I know, but it's about beefing as well.
This is a big beef episode. Beef, you know what I'm saying?
Beef 2024. Beef watch.
God, I've been craving tacos lately so bad.
Tacos.
Taco hard shell tacos. I'm a big soft shell taco guy. But I don't know.
Yeah, I like soft shell more.
Soft shelled is the greatest. I don't know why, but I've been thinking more. It's like I just been thinking more about a hard shell. Am I closing up as an individual? Am I regressing as an emotional human being? No.
I like to think the texture is there for hard shell. But
you big hard shell guy?
Yeah. I think
Shit.
I think so.
Hard as fuck. Yeah. That's why he's our pastor. That's why he carried a guy.
Amen to that.
Amen. Sorry.
Go. Okay. What is this picture? Oh. Okay. The segment is about like what's the worst beef you had with a friend? So someone said, my best friend at the time was going through a kleptomania streak and took some of my stuff.
Oh, fuck.
When I confronted her, she refused to own up to it. I refused to speak up to her for months because of the broken trust. We used to do that as a joke, like in school, what? Like just steal
stuff from each other.
Yeah, and then just like let our friend follow us, you know.
let the
follow you?
Sorry? Yeah, like, oh, I stole your pencil case. Follow me to take it. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Follow I've experienced me to that shit. Yeah.
Or what? Sometimes we would joke, like we would steal stuff from our friends just as a joke, scare them.
Yeah.
Like house keys or something, and then just give it back to them, of course. Like, yeah.
Oh, I did that as a flirting thing.
Oh.
When I was in middle school, I invited this girl. Actually, I don't want to say her name, but I invited this girl over and her sister. Wait, am I sounding like a... Wait.
What?
So I was in middle school. We're all in middle school. And I remember the big thing. I was like, oh, I took her phone. And then she chased me.
Ah.
But then I'd like, oh, jump on the bed. And then she'd like, jump on me. I'm like,
okay.
Got your phone.
Yes, guys. Like guys flirty, and girls. Yes, guys and girls would do that too. Yeah,
like
true.
A flirty
thing. True.
In middle school.
Yeah, but like...
I don't do it now. I'm not like, hey, girlfriend, take your fucking Stanley Cup.
No. But actively stealing, like, this person is too much.
So they would steal from this person?
Yeah.
Holy
That's shit. Crazy.
What do you do if you discover a friend like that?
I mean, back in school, like, there used to be a lot of kids in class where, like, when you go to playground, they would, like, go through people's bags and steal from them.
What?
Like, sometimes if you have something valuable... You shouldn't keep it in your bag. You should take it with you to the playground because people will steal it. Like one time, people stole like a big like crayon like collection that I worked hard, you know, to like save up for it. And like I cried so much like after they stole it.
Someone took it.
Damn.
Yeah. And like also if you like someone, you can leave them a note. So like sometimes when I go to the playground and I come back, I find a note in my bag, like from a guy, like not a guy, oh my God, from a boy that likes me.
Drake, like, what are you doing?
Like, oh, they would like write me poems like, oh yeah, I like you.
Aww.
And like they would just put like anonymous name or
that's kind of wholesome.
I know.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't do that. That's so cute.
I know, right?
Yeah. That's like reverse kleptomania.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
like it's just yeah, that's like giving
me notes in here. I gave her flowers. I gave her this. Like,
dog, I have a symptom. Reverse klepto.
Are gifts just reverse kleptomania?
Gifts? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Giving someone something.
Damn, cool.
The more we know.
I told you when one time a boy like stole jewelry from his mom and gave it to
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I said that's the story before. Young,
yeah, I remember.
I wonder what he is now.
That's kind of real love, you know, stealing for you. Like,
yeah.
Not from you, but for you.
There's something Freudian about it because you said he stole it from his mom, right?
Stop.
There's a Freudian thing behind there.
Ew. We were 12. Sorry. It's okay.
Sorry.
What? I understand.
I don't know. I thought somebody knocked.
No, it's a fridge.
It's Drake.
Hey, it's Baby El Drizzy. Oh, God. Fuck. He's never going to get out of those allegations. Anyways,
okay. Okay. So, worst fight that you had with your friend? So someone said, I had a fight in 7th grade that almost killed my friend. We got in a fist fight over a girl during which I punched him in the stomach and he just collapsed.
Oh.
I thought he was a baby and told him to get up. I rolled him over and he was coughing up blood.
Oh my God.
He got to the hospital, they find that his stomach had torn where his, I don't know how to spell that. It's something in like esophagus? In his stomach. Yes, esophagus? Yes, attaches. He had a birth defect that made it weak. Weak there, and he never knew it would have been fatal. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, fatal. Yeah.
had it happened somewhere immediate. Yeah, and we're just like, yeah, they're talking about that. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, that's
wow.
We talked about
that's,
this.
Yeah, scary like, thing.
Almost,
yeah,
like changed
yeah.
Their
killing
lives.
Someone.
Yeah.
Whoa. We talked
what
about
you,
it. You know?
We didn't
I
talk
did
about
no
killing someone
on camera.
No.
In one of our episodes, we mentioned it.
Not like almost like killing.
Yeah, we don't do this in secret. we talk about
for
it
disclaimer,
on camera.
We're not
like when you go.
We're not masochists.
Yeah.
Like something happened and life could have changed.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
In many ways, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that fights. I mean, you know what's that's funny? He survived. God bless. Better that than
yeah, for
something else.
Yeah.
That could have been way worse.
Yeah, true.
Like I mean, for many boyhoods it's almost natural to have like a fight
Yeah, exactly. Like, he didn't mean that he wanted to kill his friend. Like, it just happened, you know.
It was just a fight.
But if it happened, it would have ruined his whole life. Like, even if he didn't mean it,
it would change him as a human. He would have became a pastor. Like, like, it's also for audio listeners. Carl is dressed like, I'm not just referring.
I am dressed like I'm going to church.
Yeah, yeah. I'm dressed like, I don't know. Anyways. I'm just like this kid that almost died.
Like the drummer.
The drummer.
In the church. Don't they have music?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Drummer in the church.
I was like, that's our room.
Part of the church band.
Yeah. Guys, we need to tell you this. We're starting music career. Starting this Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Another one. Worst fight you had with a friend. So someone said, dude did not respect my butter and took a slice.
Butter?
Sorry?
Yeah, dude did not respect my butter and took a slice, leaving breadcrumbs in it. Dude is dead.
You took my butter. You'll die.
Bro, don't disrespect the man's butter, bro.
Bro.
That's crazy.
That shit could be put on popcorns, toast. Come on, bro.
The toast?
When there's a dip. And instead of people like just taking the dip with their fork or a knife, they just, after eating and taking a bite, they dip it
double
again.
Dip. Yep. Double dip.
I hate that.
Double you dips. Guys,
okay.
Gross. Double dip. Gross.
If it's my own, yes.
Yeah, obviously.
If it's your own,
if it's my
cares?
Own, yes.
Same.
At a party, though?
But yeah. Not
we'll
share.
We'll fucking powerbomb you, bro. Holy shit, we'll punch you in the stomach. See what happens like that kid right there. That's crazy. Now, if you double dip at a party.
Yeah.
That's
you're
gross.
Those are
you're
like,
dead.
Unspoken rules.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't
yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
And even if you, yeah, fuck you.
Wow, that's gross.
Dude, do not respect my butter. That's crazy,
bro.
That's funny.
What if he made the butter? Like that's right, like yeah, just I did it. All this to make my butter. And this motherfucker. I don't know why. Anyways,
that's the churning of the butter.
And they disrespect butter like that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talk about crazy shit. Internal beef.
Cross that in the bucket list.
Environmental beef. Butter beef. Like, we're hitting all the topics.
Oh, no. Okay, next one. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the first, second grade, I decided it was fun to tell my best friend that I'm not his friend anymore as a joke. He took it very badly and started crying and getting angry at me.
Aww.
I wanted to keep it going, but then he stuck a pencil in my hand.
What the fuck?
Yeah, maybe that was the right move.
I think it was the right move to not be friends with this guy. I think it was for the best.
Wow. First and second grade. That's so young. Oh my god.
Very young.
Aww.
His subconscious was like, yeah, you shouldn't be friends with this person.
Boom. Just pencil his hand.
There you go.
Thankfully, it didn't go too deep. I pulled the pencil out quickly and then was patched up. 10 years later, we're still best friends.
Aww.
So finally something positive.
This story was about me and Carl. Stabbed his
never
ass.
Mind maybe they should have been best friends.
He fucked in my butter, so I stabbed Carl's hand. That's our story.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Meet the Modests.
Hey yo.
I'm joking.
Oh fuck, my grandpa, he was playing. So my grandpa, do you guys know what hand games are? I think I sent you like some of
these. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hand games. He did hand games recently, just at the arena. And he's like, Cameron, I want $80. Isn't that great? I was like, yeah, Grandpa. I was like, damn, Grandpa, you so
that's
cool,
dope.
Bro.
That's wholesome.
He just goes, plays hand games every now and then. I want $80. And I was like, damn.
That's cute. We should go to your town one day.
Yeah, definitely have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One day.
Fuck. Was that it?
No, more.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
God, I had something to talk about, but I... blacked out. I forgot. But yeah, move on. Sorry.
My friend had canceled on me twice at a short notice. The next time we were arranging to meet, I asked her politely to be sure that she was going to be able to make it. She then turned on me, asking me what I meant by that. I kept calm while she started to raise her voice. I told her she was raising her voice. She then put the phone down on me. I don't know what that means. Like, she...
hung up, I think.
Hung up on her. Yeah. Wow. That was 4 months ago. I miss her, and I'm very upset, but I, like, can't talk to her again. Hmm. Imagine.
To be honest.
Hmm? I don't like when people cancel last minute.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's very disrespectful.
And then make it like it's a you problem?
Yeah.
Oh, gaslight you?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Because
what do you mean by that?
When they cancel last minute, that means you're, like, a second option.
Very much so.
Yeah.
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 I mean, both of you guys have time disability, so it makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Time disability.
What? I'm being honest. Okay. You guys have spoken about this.
Okay. Yeah. Another one. A while ago, why did I turn into a DJ Khaled? Like another one. A while ago, I went out with a few work friends for drinks and invited a friend of mine to join us. The whole time, one of my workmates just ripped the shit into everyone, taking the piss shitty jokes about sensitive subjects, seemingly just to show off to someone new. After that, I've dropped contact with him, realizing how much of an arse he can be when he drinks.
Yeah.
Ripping shit at anyone.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
I know.
Yeah.
Dip that motherfucker.
Dip that. Just wanted to pick a fight.
Have we been in a situation? Because we've all went out together with coworkers and stuff. And whatnot. Have we been in a situation where he's got like heated?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I just know one. I have one person in mind that like, I know that like, I can't like, it was like embarrassing to be around them with other people or like embarrassing to say that you know them. I don't know if you know.
I think I know who you're alluding to.
Raving, raver, long hair. And he worked with us for a while. And
yeah.
And I was like, I am not working with that person. I don't feel entitled to take care of that person because, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
And his name was Carl.
No. But like,
no, I'm joking.
I hate when people say like, oh, like, no, this person just has this problem. It's fine. Just deal with them. Like,
that's weird.
That's
right?
Not my problem. Yeah. I don't have to see them. I don't have to deal with them. Yeah.
I don't need to deal with this.
Yeah, I'm not going to be taking care of no one, you know? Yeah. Like,
Sadly, I've had to take care of that person and their accolades.
I had to, too, for a while, but then I was like, I don't care.
No, yeah. I did from the beginning. I just was
out. I remember I spoke to you about it.
And you literally right in the beginning of everything, I just was like, I'm out. Something's happening. Like, something's off. I'm good.
We're adults here. Yeah. Like,
you're kind of like J. Cole. You backed off.
Yeah. I'm very perceptive. I very like to exit these situations.
Yeah.
I
don't like to deal with
I don't tolerate nonsense. Things too.
It's fucking nonsense. I don't need to deal with this. I got shit going on my own.
Yeah.
I just don't need to be a part
like,
of
I feel bad, but like, it's not my problem, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not here to take care of you.
No.
You've had fucking a mom and dad.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if you didn't.
There's other things.
There's other people. There's other things. The way you can get help.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to get help, but then there's a whole other conversation. But it's just like.
But then if people around you, if people around you keep babying you, then
you'll
that's
never get
also not.
Yeah,
good.
You'll never approach the idea that you can get help. So.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, dude, we're not. I'm an adult, bro. We all pay taxes. Like, I'm trying to
hope they're good.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. No, I hope they're good.
Last one. So my friend recently confessed she's been in love with me for 2 years. Oh. And then I found out she's been stalking me. So I had to end the friendship as her behavior was escalating.
That's appropriate.
Why does it feel like it's a girl saying that about a girl?
Yeah. I did picture a girl. Yeah.
Right?
I pictured a girl.
But
like stalking you.
Yeah. I wonder what the stack. Why did I go back? I went Brooklyn.
Who's stacking you?
Damn. What is it? What does stalking mean in that sense?
Yeah.
I hope. To be honest, it sounds just like it's appropriate that they broke it off.
Yeah.
But if it's just like Instagram or social media, like, I don't know.
What are you doing?
What if peering through her life through the social medias? I mean.
True. Social media. Yeah. Social media makes
But if it's like stalking, like, oh, I'm behind you, like, every 20 meters.
If someone is suspiciously obsessed with you, like, you see that in friendships sometimes, like, oh, this person is just all over you for no reason.
Mm.
There's something off.
Like, what if, there's a friend that you went to a club and they kind of maneuvered themselves into knowing they would go to the same club?
Oh, yeah.
And go to the same event.
Or if you're, like, in the club, they try to, like, push people away from you. Like, oh, don't talk to her.
Oh,
she's my friend,
you know?
Oh, like, why are you talking to my friend, you know? Like, something like that. Yeah.
I can see that.
Talking shit about, like, every guy that you meet.
I do always
not feeling happy when you're having a relationship, you know? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I
do see those where the friend is, like, Yeah. Don't talk to her. Don't talk to her. We're all, you know, we gang. Or him or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
Because they have the other agenda.
Some people can be more detrimental than you think. Keep that in mind. I'm very skeptic of a lot of people. I don't know why.
Skeptic?
Yeah, I don't trust a lot of. That's, it's not in my cards. But I'm growing. I'm trying to know why. I mean, I think I know why, but like, I don't want to air it publicly, but it's like, it's always growing. Always something new to work on. Always something new to look forward to. People can be weird.
I feel like I always see the best in people. That could be sometimes good and sometimes bad.
True, but like,
religiously speaking, it's good.
That was so good, Rabab. You fuck. That, you have to drop a diss. That was so good.
It's good to see the good in people.
9:45 in Vancouver, BC.
That was crazy. No, but it's that's a thing. Like, I've met people that are very. Because I aspire to be that as well, where I'm like, no, they're just fine. They're fine. Like, they're good people. They're good. Everyone can be good. Everyone can be good. And I love that. But like, the world is evil enough to take advantage of individuals. Like that. Like, there's so many situations where people look at your kindness and generosity. Just like when the backpack got stolen, that guy saw a man in help. And took advantage of it. Like, it's the world does, like, it's, it can be great, it can be beautiful, but it can be just as bad and dark and fucked up.
But why are you saying dark and bad and fucked up and pointing at me?
Oh, I was pointing to the ground.
You're pointing like good to Carl, like, and then bad to
anyways,
me.
I'm a pastor, bro.
Guys, I moved closer to Carl. Here I am. But like, that's, you know, it's always good to have perspective. Like,
You gotta be a realist at the end of the day.
Perspective. It's like, yes, you can have hopes for the good in people, but at the same time, like,
it's not like
they don't owe you anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like, you know, I'm out there being like this shady looking ass motherfucker and be like, oh my god, you know, he's probably just having an off day. Like some really cracked out crackhead, like, I don't know.
It's just
People.
I see what you mean, though.
I think it's just one of the things. People can be evil, dude. People can be evil. That's the scary part of this.
Yeah, for me, it takes me time to be close to someone. I'm very laid back at, like, in the beginning. Very careful, very serious. And then the more I know about the person, the more, like, I
get close. Day you leave the house, man. You just never know. That's the scary beef that we have with the world. Anyways, that was a great podcast.
I think meet the glitterly.
Meet the glitterly. Yeah. That's kind of hard.
The beefily.
The beefily. You guys have any closing comments?
You know, just
be safe.
Yeah, be safe.
Stay safe out there.
Keep positive wherever you can.
Be wary of your surroundings.
Eat your vegetables.
Do the
healthy
dishes.
Unfollow Drake.
Unfollow Drake. That was good.
Exactly. I'm Carl.
I am Cameron.
Rabab.
Thank you for watching Glitterly. Follow us on Spotify and iTunes. We will be back with an episode next week. And I hope everyone has a blessed day. Bye.
Shukran.